inviting you to the Sauk County Fair, now through Sunday. This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg.
Max FM, WRPQ.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Democrats are standing by President Biden's re-election bid, putting aside concerns following his debate performance. It comes as the president rejects calls to step aside as the nominee. The Pentagon has confirmed a member of the U.S. Navy has been punished for attempting to access President Biden's medical records. Pentagon spokesperson General Pat Ryder says the incident happened in February.
The bottom line is that they confirmed that at no time was the president's personal information compromised, and that the record that the sailor inappropriately accessed was not the electronic health record of the President of the United States.
Happening now in Washington, D.C., a ceremony marking 75 years of NATO. President Biden hosting this year's NATO summit. He'll deliver remarks about the present-day threats to democracy. Today marks 60 years since the Civil Rights Act was signed into law by President Lyndon B. Johnson. Attorney General Merrick Garland at a ceremony says the U.S. still has work to do to ensure equality for every American. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One person has died and another person seriously injured following a motorcycle crash involving a deer. It happened Saturday, according to the Adams County Sheriff's Office. The passenger of the motorcycle, 45-year-old Heather Grennis, died from her injuries. The driver of the motorcycle, 51-year-old Tyler M. Conrad, had serious injuries. According to deputies, law enforcement responded around 6:45 p.m. to the 800 block of State Highway 82 in the township of Springville. When deputies arrived on the scene, authorities said both the driver and passenger of the motorcycle were found with severe head trauma along with other injuries. A crash involving at least two vehicles on Wisconsin 11 in Greene County left several people injured Tuesday morning. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation said it happened around 5 a.m. Lanes were closed down for about an hour and a half while the Greene County Sheriff's Office responded. Several people were taken to the hospital. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray storm or two this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight and a low in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, warm and muggy. Stray storm or two in the afternoon and a high in the low 80s. We dry out towards the end of the week. Sunshine, humidity climbing, and highs in the mid-80s. Looking for a scenery change? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 81 degrees.
99.7
touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. What's love got to do with it? What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining us after 5 p.m. on Tuesday night. We've got you all caught up on the news and the weather. This is my last night in air conditioning for 4 days. We're broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. We're starting that tomorrow night. We'll talk more about that later. Here's you two on Max FM.
And more. I'll follow you. 99.7 Max FM.
Watching me.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, Dave Grant with you on Tuesday night, this Wednesday through Friday, just in time for the fair. Get an additional 15% off everything at the MaxFMBigDeals.com store. Just go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and start saving on all sorts of new and replenished certificates. This starts Wednesday, goes through Friday night, an extra 15% off everything at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we will have a look at sports and news about the day as banned on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The Brewers open a three-game series against the Pirates at AmFam Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Colin Ray gets the nod for the Brewers. He's off to an 8-2 start this season. The Brewers start the day 4.5 games in front of the second-place St. Louis Cardinals in the National League Central. Cardinals tighten the gap with a 6-0 win over Washington yesterday while the Brewers had the day off. Play in the Midwest League resumes tonight. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers at home against West Michigan. Beloit hosting Cedar Rapids. The American Association, both Milwaukee and Lake Country, are home tonight. Lincoln is at Milwaukee. Lake Country playing host to Chicago. NBA Summer Leagues are underway. The Bucks have started practicing. They will open play on Saturday against the Chicago Bulls in Las Vegas. U.S. women's volleyball team trying to do something the country's never accomplished before. They aim to defend their gold medal for the first time ever when they take the court later this month in the Paris Olympics. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM. We'll be right back.
maximum music. Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to stream us online at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Scroll right down to the bottom, look for Max Mouse and tap on Max FM. Take us with you wherever you go. Here are the Rolling Stones. Miss you on Max FM.
Thank you. part, singing after dark, people think I'm
more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to get Touch on Gaming, Wisconsin, Dallas, tax line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. Great way to request music and win contests. Here's Level 42 on Max FM.
Feel million things.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday night. The Sauk County Fair is back this week. Let's take a look at what's going on tonight. At 5 p.m., they started the dog show in Progress Hall, so you still have time to get over and see that. It's 6:30 tonight. It's the Farm and Antique Tractor Pull with local semis. Southwest Wisconsin Area Pullers, Inc. will be there as well. And we have the beer stand open from 9:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m., and we have DJ Travis Stebbins, 9:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. tonight. We'll talk more about Wednesday a little bit later. Coming up, we'll have a flock of seagulls on Max FM.
Come on now, we're running out of moonlight.
Singer-songwriter Randy Houser comes to the Sauk County Fair.
County Road 44.
Tickets on sale now for Randy Houser. Randy Houser, July 13, SaukCountyFair.com.
Are you in search of an extraordinary experience for your bachelorette or bachelor party? Or an exciting night that combines sipping on a cold brew with the thrill of competition? Look no further than Asgard Axe & Tap in Wisconsin Dells. This unique venue has an impressive 24 craft beers on tap, a full-service restaurant, 14 axe-throwing lanes, and an unlimited arcade. Call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe & Tap.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Grab a quick, delicious lunch any day of the week at the deli of Pierce's Express Market in Bourbon. This is Craig. Get four pieces of hot and ready roasted chicken at just $4.99. Mrs. Jerry's tortellini pasta salad is $5.99 a pound. And Mrs. Jerry's Dixie coleslaw is $3.99 per pound. Also, a pound of Kretschmar hickory smoked turkey breast is $7.99. Charlesburg pepper jack cheese is $6.99 per pound. And in our bakery, fresh Italian bread is just $1.99. Best of luck to everyone participating at the Sauk County Fair.
Blast off! as Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, and our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amber Lux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray storm or two this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight and a low in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, warm and muggy. Stray storm or two in the afternoon and a high in the low 80s. We dry out towards the end of the week. Sunshine, humidity climbing, and highs in the mid-80s. Looking for a scenery change? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 81 degrees.
99.7.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Tuesday night. Our 50-minute music hour continues with Blondie on Max FM.